It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today and for all your great questions that you've called us with and all the support. You know, often with the beginning of Thanksgiving dinner, that's coming up in a few days.
Yes, it is.
The holiday overconsumption starts, and it really continues.
Did you say overconsumption?
Overconsumption, and it continues all the way up through the Super Bowl for many people. So what are some of the fears that people have at this time? You know, weight gain for some and heartburn for others. So we're going to talk about both today. You know, our co-host, that voice you heard over there, is Wendy Cates Dancer. She's a registered nurse, a nutrition educator, a nutrition counselor. So welcome, Wendy.
Thank you.
Wednesday, you got up really early, I know.
And I did, before 5 a.m.
I was glad it was you and not me. And you taught a class out at the airport, right?
Yes, I did. I taught a class for the Metropolitan Airport Commission, and it was just absolutely fabulous. And I want to talk about this for a little bit because I think it was so incredible what they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, they brought, they actually talked to us about what the menu, and they had this beautiful quiche. They had all these this wonderful vegetables and fruit, and we were able to talk about that. Now, granted, some of the men did say, where are the donuts when they came in? But after they got done eating this wonderful breakfast, they all said, this is great. They felt great. I had no one falling asleep in class.
So my quiche worked then.
Your quiche worked, and it was just great. And we were talking about pain and inflammation, and when I asked everybody if they had any of that, three-quarters of the room raised their hands. And these weren't people as old as you and I. They were a little younger.
Okay.
But the it was just so neat to have, and we were brought there by their wellness group. They have a wellness program there,
and we've actually taught many classes
there. But I'd like to speak to anybody out there that's a business owner, or maybe you are part of a wellness committee, or want to get something going at your work, because this is a wonderful, wonderful way. Serve your employees or your fellow employees is to have this kind of education in the workplace.
And also probably cut healthcare costs.
Absolutely. I had one of the ladies, well, more than one, but one insignificant. She suffered, Dar, before she started taking our classes there. And she comes to everyone. She shows up at everyone we've given there. But she suffered from migraine headaches so bad that she was missing 3 to 5 days a month.
That's amazing.
And she has not had a headache in a year.
Wow, that's great.
Just so that's the kind of impact
that
we can make at work.
That's right.
Just from our classes.
Now, usually, Wendy, you're seeing clients at our White Bear office location, aren't you?
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but the last couple of weeks, I have had lots and lots of clients coming back and saying, you know, I just don't want to fall off this holiday. And so help me through this. Have you experienced that too?
Well, for me, that started before Halloween, because I noticed last year a lot of my clients fell off with the Halloween candy.
Yes.
You know, so I had them calling me then. So it kind of starts even pre-Thanksgiving is what I've noticed. But yes, I've had several people too, that some that we haven't seen in a couple years, because they want that support through the holidays, or they come back to the classes because they need that support. Our 6-week weight and wellness class is a wonderful way to get that support through the holidays. And I always say to, you know, in all my calls, what's your plan? What's your plan?
What's your plan for the
holidays? What's your plan for Thanksgiving? Yep. What's your plan for Christmas? I have people bringing in their plans, emailing me their plans, because that's what you need.
Exactly.
This one lady gave me a picture. She has a picture of 20 different ways to make deviled eggs and to decorate them. And that's what she's taking instead of her usual plate of Christmas cookies.
Oh, how wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Yes, that's great. You know, also what we developed is because we want to help people kind of stay focused. So what we did was we developed a 2-hour class called Eat, Drink, and Stay Slim Without Holidays Weighing You Down.
That's great.
So the class starts the week of December 5th at all of our locations. So it's going to be at our White Bear location, our St. Paul location, our Wayzata location. And we're going to have classes both evening and daytime. And it's, you know, we want you to enjoy eating during the holidays without that number on the scale taking the fun right out of the season, or, you know, or something like that. And sometimes that's not the only thing that people are concerned about.
But, exactly.
You know, sometimes it's other things.
And I really like the title, Without the Holidays Weighing You Down, because it's more than just weight, isn't it? I mean, it's the stress and the busyness and the energy. And if you eat the way we have people eat, you're not going to be weighed down in any of those areas in your life.
In on the scale or in your
mood energy.
Or your energy or any of that. Any of those things. That's true.
And this is the part I love. The fee for this class is only $25. What a great gift for yourself. And you receive a great cheesecake recipe.
Yes.
Healthy cheesecake, holiday punch, and much, much more.
And actually, the class is a lot more than just recipes. It's about how to handle happy hour. You know, those young people.
Oh, we need that one. You know how many times we have happy hour at the office.
But it's how to pick wisely at a buffet, you know, and it's how to create new healthy traditions. And I think that's exactly what that lady is doing. She is
with the deviled eggs.
Yep. She's given up the cookie exchange.
And she's excited about it.
Yes.
I mean, she's going to put all these little cute things on top of these deviled eggs, and
I think
it'll
that's
be
great.
Really pretty. Well, Dar, the part that I like best is helping people connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the thing that Kara says when she teaches class. She said, the reason I like to do this is because food is the one thing that we have control over. There's nobody shoving food in our mouth. We are fully responsible for what we put in our mouth. There's so many things in our life we don't have control over, like our families at the holidays and, you know,
yes.
sometimes the money situation. But we definitely do have control over what we put in our mouth. And that can make a difference on whether this is going to be a stressful holiday or an enjoyable holiday, whether we're going to keep our energy and our health. And it's really time that people realize that this is their health.
And I think that is the other thing is, Wendy, that people often don't feel that they have that control over what they're putting in their mouth. And that is really affects their self-esteem when they don't. But they don't realize that they need support and more information because there's a lot of bad information out there. And that's why we developed this class. I mean, really.
Exactly.
So if you're interested in the class, you know, call our office. It's at 651-699-3438. Or go to our website. It's just weightandwellness.com. And we have about maybe 25, 30 spots in each classroom. So I would call and sign up now and make that commitment, because even now, if you make that commitment, you'll eat healthier through this Thanksgiving holiday. We know how it works.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And taking this class is a great solution to learning the tools to avoid extra weight gain. But gaining weight isn't everyone's concern, as we talked about before. The other fear of the holidays is heartburn. Heartburn that will keep people up all night.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like they get that burning sensation and everything they put in their mouth is burns. And it can't be very pleasant over the holidays to be everything that they eat is going to burn. So, people have to take care of it.
Yeah, they definitely do. And heartburn is a really, really serious problem. I mean, we have actually, you know, as a nurse, I know that a lot of people end up in the emergency room or urgent care thinking they're actually having a heart attack.
We hear that all the time, don't we?
We do, when it's actually heartburn, but the acid coming up in your esophagus. But even now, Dar, I mean, this is going beyond just the severe heartburn. You and I have both had, and our other counselors too, have had clients that come in because they have a raspy, hoarse voice or a sore throat, and they don't know what it's from. And when they go have an endoscopy, their doctors are finding out that their stomach acid is coming up in their esophagus.
Not pleasant.
And, well, not pleasant and very dangerous because our esophagus can get very damaged.
So, Wendy, you know, about 60 million people suffer from heartburn. And we know it because as we watch TV, we realize that the drug companies understand this problem.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're really cashing in on it very, very much so. Costs a lot of money to advertise on TV.
Yes, it does. And I'm sure they're making a lot of money on these little purple pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Dar, we have to stop and ask ourselves, are we TUM or protonics deficient? Or is this a food and nutrition problem?
Oh, I think it maybe just is a food and nutrition problem. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, digestion issues are much more than just heartburn that many adults experience. You know, children also have digestive problems. The majority of children with autism have impaired gastrointestinal health, and almost all children with autism also need special attention to healing the gut. And this might be a new thought for a lot of people. But now experts agree that the most important first step to the management of autism is to support intestinal health. You know, this is a service we provide at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. In fact, last week I saw two children with autism, mm-hmm. and they certainly had gastrointestinal problems. So, you know, we're
not
gonna,
surprising.
No, not. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You know, give us a call here if you have questions. It's 651-641-1071. And stay tuned for more information.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. Before break, we were talking about how most children with autism actually lack adequate digestive health, and that many people may not realize that digestive health is a nutritional problem.
Yes, a nutritional problem it is.
It is. To correct these problems, you need to work with a specialist in nutritional therapy. The key is to correct the problem at the cause. And one of the things I like to say when we look at the cause is, like, if you're sitting on a tack,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of ibuprofen or aspirin to make the pain go away. Why not just remove the tack? And that's what we do at our office, is we look for those tacks. We remove the problem.
I think that's perfect, Wendy.
So,
yes. Yes.
If your child has digestive issues, I encourage you to call our office at 651-699-3438, or also, as we were talking about, if people need support over the holidays, they don't want to gain weight, they don't want their health to suffer anymore, especially heartburn, which we're focusing on today, they can call our office for that too.
And if they have questions today, if they're having heartburn or some of these digestive issues, our number here at the studio is 651-641-1071. And I think the question is, why would the problem, you know, heartburn problems increase in frequency and intensity during the holidays? What would cause you to have more heartburn during the holidays than other times?
Worrying about whether Santa Claus is going to come?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, we know that foods have been traditionally known to cause heartburn, and a couple of those foods are sugar and flour. Everybody knows that, don't they?
Well, I think so. We know that. And that was kind of a joke put in there because I don't think it has always been a known that those are the two things that cause most of the heartburn. So think about fudge.
Loaded with sugar fudge.
Yes, heartburn city. You know, sweet rolls, bread, Christmas cookies, chocolate, alcohol, the 7-layer bars, popcorn balls, and chips. You know, honestly, even chips, they're all high sugar foods.
And yes, they are. And then you put all these together in a couple short weeks, and that definitely leads to heartburn. But the other thing we know, too, Dar, is that when you overeat, Heartburn,
yes.
And we often see people blaming spices, tomatoes, green peppers for their heartburn. They never blame sugar. We know some people can
never
eat sugar.
Blame sugar, do they?
And not get heartburn while others get heartburn immediately.
So, Wendy, we have a caller here, so let's go ahead and...
Okay. So,
thank you for calling Dishing Up Nutrition. Hi there, Susan.
Yes, hi. I have got a 2-month-old granddaughter who has been diagnosed with acid reflux. She's mm-hmm. only breastfed baby, and she is already on a little, probably liquid purple pill in her formula.
Yep, and then we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that today in the show, but thanks for the question, because this is happening, I think, to a lot of babies.
Way too often.
And I think one of the things is that, yes, if the baby is being fed breast milk, usually the baby is getting that good bacteria that's called bifidobacteria, because that's where we get it originally, and that's in breast milk. So logically, breastfed babies should not have heartburn or colic and all those things. But I think sometimes because mothers have been on antibiotics or for some reason they are not producing enough bifidobacteria for the baby to not have digestive problems. So what we recommend is to supplement with bifidobacteria that baby. And you can do it in a little bit of a powdered form, and you can even put it right on the end of your finger and have the baby just suck it off. Several times a day. You know, the baby needs probably about an eighth of a teaspoon several times a day. I don't know. Do you have other things? Do you have other things, Wendy, you want to add to that?
Well, yeah, the mother could actually, you know, just sticking your finger in it and having the baby suck your finger, or, you know, making a little paste and putting it on the end of your nipple would work too.
Or sometimes, you know, just putting it in a bottle with a little bit of pure water is another way to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, I think there's another level to this. So sometimes the mom has to start looking at foods that they might be sensitive to. Because I know this happened with my daughter, Christy, with her baby Willow, that she was very allergic to allergies. So she had to give up some of the things that she loved, like dairy products.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to give up eggs, because those are the things that came through the breast milk that was causing Willow some problems. So sometimes it is a little bit more difficult to get to the bottom of this.
And I think it is important, Dar, like you said, to look at, you know, what is the mother eating? Does she have enough good bacteria? So she should be on the bifidobacteria as well as the baby, I would think.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes it's more like flour, you know, maybe they're eating a lot of...
caffeine.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different factors that can cause that imbalance. That all makes sense to you, Susan?
It does. Thank you very much, and I'll keep listening.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call. That was a great call.
That was a great call, because we really wanted to talk about that, too. All the babies that we're seeing that are, again, instead of looking for the tack, instead of looking for the cause, we're giving little babies things that decrease their stomach acid. And nobody's asking, why do we need this stomach acid?
Right, exactly. You know, I think one of the things that people need to start kind of looking at, and, you know, it takes a lot of problem solving sometimes when you have situations like that little baby. You have to figure out exactly what's going on.
Right.
And if you're a mom and you're up all night with a baby that's crying, you don't have that ability, and you almost need some help with that problem solving. And that's one of the things that we do. We help problem solve and help things get better without medications. We look at foods, and that's the way to go.
Absolutely, because we need to look at what we're lacking, and so if anybody else has calls for us, please give us a call here at FM 107 641. What is it?
107.1,
right?
Yeah. Okay, so. You know what?
I want to go back to what causes heartburn.
Well, you're going to have to hold that right now.
I am. Yep. Okay.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You're brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, since we're talking about digestion, I wanted to share a little research conducted in the United Kingdom. Scientists studied the gastrointestinal bacteria in 150 children with autism and found a high prevalence of harmful bacteria. Wow. These harmful bacteria produce neurotoxins. You know what neurotoxins are, right?
Yeah, they're bad.
Yes.
They're bad for our nervous system.
Exactly. And they caused unusual behavior in children. So for solutions to combat this bad bacteria, stay tuned because we're going to talk about it. And if you have any questions for us today, call us at 651-641-1071.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightAndWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. The solution to keeping the bad bacteria out, and we were talking about autism, heartburn, digestive issues, all these things.
That has bad bacteria.
That goes right back to bad bacteria in our intestines. So we want to talk about the solution to that bad bacteria is to add beneficial bacteria back in. We know that the most prevalent good bacteria is called bifidobacteria. It's found in breast milk and some fermented foods. When digestive imbalances have occurred, most people need to actually supplement with a powder or capsule of the bifidobacteria. Again, as nutritionists specializing in nutritional therapy, we can assist you. Dar, even before all this research, you knew about bifidobacteria, didn't you?
I think I've been talking about bifidobacteria for 15 years. And it just made so much sense because that is the bacteria that is in breast milk, and that's the one that is in our intestinal tract. It's the main one in our small intestinal tract,
right?
Through our large intestinal tract, and it really helps. It helps to digest all the foods so that you're not actually creating more acid. You create digestion when you use it.
Right, and we need a lot of it. 3.5 pounds is what we need.
Yep.
And most people these days are depleted in that good bacteria. So let's get some.
All right. So, again, if people have questions about it, we have a website. It's weightandwellness.com. Or you can give us a call at 651-699-3438. And I guess we were talking before we went on break. What is really, why do we have so many people with unhealthy digestive tracts?
And so much heartburn.
You know, so we know that if people are not breastfed, that can be a beginning of the problem.
Absolutely.
If they take a lot of antibiotics, that can be a problem.
That's a huge problem.
Anti-inflammatories. It's amazing how many people I have coming in that are taking, 6 to 8 Advil a day, and they don't realize that that's could be an issue for their intestinal tract. Hormone replacement, birth control pills. You know, medications for mood controls like antidepressants and all those other things, seizure medications. I mean, you know, and if we keep going on and on, the list keeps growing. And all these medications destroy that good bacteria, that beneficial bacteria that we have in our small intestinal tract. And so then we end up with heartburn or some other issue, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it does really affect our health. Do you want to take a call?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Let's do that.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm enjoying a product that's kefir. I think that's how you pronounce
kefir,
it.
Kefir, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce
sure.
it?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Kefir. We say kefir.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, kefir.
has pomegranate in it, and it's absolutely delicious, but I worry about getting too much of it. I had read on a website where taking too much acidophilus could maybe eat through the intestinal wall.
No, I don't think, I think that was, wherever you found that is very, no, that's not accurate information.
How do you know how much is enough?
You know what, if you're eating a food, it's got kefir, it's got active cultures in it. If it doesn't have a lot of sugar, now some kefirs have a lot of sugar in it, and so that's what you have to be more cautious of. So regular kefir should have about the same amount of carbohydrates as yogurt, which would be, you know, maybe for a serving around 18 grams of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got 30 or so, you know that it's got sugar in it.
Okay.
So that's what you have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Does that make sense?
So is it, let me, can I ask her a question?
Sure.
Does it taste sweet?
Well, it does say on the bottle here that it's got 25 grams of carbohydrates and 21 grams of sugar, and it's the pomegranate juice which is probably giving it the sweetness.
Yep, it's causing, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what is the serving size for that 25 grams of carbohydrates?
1 cup.
Okay, so you know what? You may want to cut that down to a half a cup,
mm-hmm.
and then have it as kind of a dessert or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you're probably okay with the amount of carbohydrates for a whole meal then.
Mm-hmm. It's just delicious. I crave it, and I well, don't want to get too much of it. I worry
well,
about drinking.
Yeah, you're craving the sugar that's in it.
Oh, okay.
So
it's great to get the healthy bacteria, but we really need a balance because mm-hmm. when it has too much sugar, we're feeding the unhealthy bacteria, and mm-hmm. so we're not making any progress.
But you're saying you can't get too much of it then?
No, you can't.
Okay.
No. It's
thanks
great.
For your question. No, kefir is a wonderful way to get healthy bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank
All
you
right.
for your call. And
thanks.
So we have more callers, Dar.
We do. And if I can get, yep, there we are.
Just push
Welcome
the right,
to
yep,
Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Yes, I was calling. I have an 18-month-old daughter, and she has been suffering from constipation. Kind of started when we tried to switch her to regular milk, and so we took her off of that. And the doctors just haven't given us good ideas of how to nutritionally get her, you know, worked out that way. They kind of just say, stay away from bananas and applesauce and, you know.
I mean, those are good ideas. Applesauce and bananas are, they do.
Can be constipating.
They can be constipating.
Okay.
She might be dairy sensitive. Maybe that's what, cheese is certainly one of those things that will cause constipation. But
okay.
Maybe she is just lacking a lot of the beneficial bacteria. As you know, maybe she needs some supplementing with bifidobacteria.
Okay.
And Wendy, you got some other ideas as far as like the typical things that we might suggest?
Oh, well, what we would suggest is yogurt, because that has the wonderful bacteria in it. We would suggest things like that.
And with the Activa in it or just regular
no,
yogurt?
No, I wouldn't use Activa because, again, the high contents of sugar, and what we're trying to do is replace that healthy bacteria.
Okay.
So like a plain full-fat yogurt.
Yeah, plain full-fat yogurt.
Okay.
You know, and the other thing that you always have to look at when people are constipated is you have to increase the amount of magnesium. And so, I don't know, we have a product at our office that's called Reactive Magnesium, and it's works great for people. It kind of relaxes the intestinal tract, and so then no people do not have problems with constipation again.
Oh, great. And that you can use that for any age?
For 18
age.
Months?
Sure, any age. That would be great.
And just put it in juice or water or something?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Or mix it in the, you know, mix it in the yogurt and also make sure she's getting plenty of fluids, too.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Very, very good. Thank you for your question.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Great question. Yep.
So, you know, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and it's brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And digestive problems are now affecting even babies, and we were talking about that before. You know, the problems of colic and heartburn have increased immensely in the past few years. And when we come back, we want to offer some other ideas to parents for suggestions other than medications for some of these problems of heartburn and colic. And so if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darkovist, licensed nutritionist. We have found a rather effective cure for colic, and that for babies, and that is to give them, as we were talking before we went on break, about an eighth of a teaspoon of bifidobacteria several times a day. Remember, bifidobacteria is the good bacteria found in our intestines and obtained from breast milk. Usually a small extra amount throughout the day settles down the digestive issues of most babies. We work with many parents and babies to make those first months comfortable and enjoyable,
and actually,
which they should be.
They should be. Actually, Wendy, you wanted to address the last caller that had the 18-month-old baby that had constipation. Besides the good bacteria, I suggested that we do a little bit of magnesium, and you said, well, okay, how much and how, what kind?
Right.
Yes.
And we actually have a kind that's in a solution. It's in water, and mm-hmm. you just take a teaspoon of that, and you can mix it in, formula or the breast milk or whatever to give the baby.
And that really does help with the constipation then.
Yes, absolutely.
And it helps baby sleep too.
It helps the baby sleep. But yeah. The bifidobacteria could really make a significant impact on that constipation too, though.
Exactly, yes.
So we have several callers.
We do. And so
let's take the calls.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Hello?
Yes. Hello, yes. I am wondering if you feel, I take an antacid every morning, mainly because I like to have a big cup of coffee, and I'm not willing to give that up, but I notice that if I don't take one, I will get heartburn. A little bit of heartburn.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you think that is suggestive of any bigger problems, or if it's okay to just keep doing that every morning, or if you think those antacids are dangerous at
all
or unhealthy.
Well, I think people have to start realizing that antacids do have some danger to them, because what it does is it stops your production of hydrochloric acid. Now, when that happens, then you're not breaking down the meat that you're eating very well, and then you're not making your B vitamins. And it's really critical to make B vitamins, because when you don't make B vitamins, you have a lot of...
You can't think.
You can't think. You lose your memory.
It affects your metabolism.
It
can get carpal tunnel. I mean, just you name it. It's just there's lots and lots of different things with the B vitamins.
You know, it can cause numbness in feet and legs and nerve damage. And so, but it really affects people's memory. So... Yeah, there is a downside to taking that. I think any of those.
Infertility, too. We forgot to mention that, because I know a lot of women are concerned about that these days. I've seen a couple in my office in the last mm-hmm. couple weeks.
So long term, yes, these acid blockers are damaging. I don't think that they were ever designed for people to take for a long, long time. And now people are, because they're not really addressing the food and nutrition. Now, I got an idea for you. If you love your coffee.
Uh-huh.
Maybe what you do is you eat your breakfast first, with a couple of eggs and some vegetables and some butter, and then have your coffee after that and see if that doesn't work. Or maybe you put real cream in your coffee. So that might help you.
The other thing we can do is have her get some of that good bifidobacteria to make sure we have healthy intestines.
Mm-hmm. And I bet your problem will go away.
Well, thank you so much. Let me ask this. If I,
sure.
I have experienced a lot of odd memory loss, and now I'm wondering if that's it. If I stop taking them, will I regain?
Yes, you will.
Oh,
definitely.
Oh,
but
God.
I think you need to do more than just that. I think you really do need to look at your intestinal health. Let's make sure that, you know, how long have you been doing this?
Years.
Oh, okay. So you need to look at your whole intestinal health.
Yeah.
I think it would be good for you to.
And you actually, because of some memory loss, or memory, not loss necessarily, but a little bit of problem, it could be that you should add some B12, like, you know, usually they come in supplements of about 1,000 micrograms, and
mm-hmm.
add a couple a day for a while.
Yes.
And I think you'll find that you start feeling better.
So do 1,000 micrograms of B12?
Yep.
Okay,
at least
great.
Once a day, if not twice.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
So should we
Isn't
take
that him? Amazing? I mean, we just started talking about it, and
yep.
she had the symptoms.
Yep.
Do we
so,
have time
yep,
for another
do.
Call? Great.
Hi, Sally. Thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us? Sally?
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello?
You have a question for us?
Yeah, my name is Christine, actually.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I have a 20-month-old twins and a 4-year-old, and I'm just wondering, I just started giving them the bifidobacteria and acidophilus, actually, and I'm just curious, what's the difference between the two, and how much should you give them a day?
So how old are your children again?
20-month-old twins and a 4-year-old.
Okay, all right. Well, the main bacteria that we have in our intestinal tract, and especially for children, is strictly bifidobacteria.
Okay.
So I would just concentrate on bifidobacteria for those ages.
Okay.
And, you know, 2 or 3 times a day a couple of times a day.
Okay.
Unless they are having digestive problems, then you may want to have it more frequently. The neat thing about bifidobacteria, when kids have enough, they don't crave sugar in bread all the time. And
okay.
it's usually the kids that don't have
They're going
that.
To be asking for vegetables.
Yep.
Great.
I mean, there's just no downside to it.
So, like, 2 or 3 times a day, give them a capsule, you know,
yeah.
I like, sprinkle it on their food, and or I put it in their yogurt
sure.
or whatever.
Put
that
it in the yogurt
perfect.
Would be great. Now, to answer your question, the difference between Acidophilus and bifidobacteria
uh-huh.
is Acidophilus is mostly the bacteria that we find in our stomach.
Okay.
Bifidobacteria is in our intestines. Acidophilus is in our stomach. But we always want to heal the intestines first.
Gotcha. So. Great.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for your question.
Mm-hmm.
So is it time?
Is it time for us to take a break? I'm not quite sure.
Oh,
but
okay. Well.
It could be, but maybe not. I think we should probably take a break. You know, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and if you have a friend out of the area or you aren't able to listen to us at this time of day, you know, you can listen to past shows when it is convenient.
That's
you know,
so great. I love it.
We have a lot of people doing it. You go to our website, weightandwellness.com. You click on radio shows, and there you are. So, you know, if you have questions today for us, give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back to answer your questions.
I'm feeling really gassy today. I have indigestion and I'm bloated.
Oh, wow, I'm constipated.
It's not so easy to discuss digestive distress, but it's so common that Tums and the Little Purple Pill have become a way of life. If you're tired of masking your digestive problems, Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help. Good nutrition can soothe heartburn, eliminate gas and bloating, calm stomachs, and restore healthy bowel patterns to people just like you. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today at 651-699-3438 to schedule an individual digestive consultation. A nutritionist will analyze your health history and eating patterns and create a plan that rebalances your intestinal health. Imagine no more stomach aches, acid reflux, or elimination problems. Relief begins immediately for many people, and nutritional healing can resolve even long-standing issues.
Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations.
Their offices are located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. And we want everyone to know that just because it's the holidays, don't let your healthy eating slide away. Sign up for our holiday class, Eat, Drink, and Stay Slim Through the Holidays. Or if that is not convenient for you, make an appointment with one of us, Dar, Anna, Cara, Christina, Cassie, or myself, Wendy, and we would be happy to add the additional support and information you need to avoid getting weighed down over the holidays, to avoid that heartburn, low energy moods, or inability to think. Our phone number at Nutritional Weight and Wellness is 651-699-3438, and we'd be happy to sign you up for a class or consultation or answer your questions. We do a lot of answering questions, don't we, Dar?
We do. You know, even when you start to look at holiday eating, it's so many people experience gout during the holidays. You know, gout often begins with severe pain in one of the big toes. And many people who consume alcohol or high sugar foods experience gout more often.
Yeah, it's known as the rich man's disease.
And it's often known as the disease that diabetics get. So maintaining healthy eating through the holidays is very important for many people with health problems. And a gout is a nutritional problem.
Yes, it is, definitely.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. And we have our lines filled up. So let's see if we can take at least another call.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us, Jennifer?
Yes. Well, I'm a longtime listener, and
thank you very much.
Changed my nutritional life in so many ways. I share it with everyone. And what I have taken the Bifido supplements, and I've also discovered a yogurt that's actually for babies called Yo Baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Yo Baby?
I've heard of it. I haven't actually looked at the labels.
Okay. It's got a high content of Bifido. It also has some Acidophilus, very low in sugar. It
oh, good.
Whole milk. It is a little greasy. You know, you can add some fresh fruit to it. It's not the, you know, it's pretty, it's not bad tasting. It comes in different flavors. But let me tell you, it helps. It helps a lot.
And it's low in sugar.
Very low in sugar and carbohydrates.
That's wonderful.
It's the best thing. I think every mother should give it to their baby.
Okay. Well, we're going to go and buy some.
We're going to go look at it.
Yes, we are.
that's wonderful. Great. Thanks, Jennifer, and thanks for listening to our show.
So, Wendy, you know, just I know we have several callers, but we just want to kind of maybe finish up with a few tips that people should have as far as what might cause heartburn and some of the things that they might be able to eliminate if possible.
Well, exactly. But I'd just like to reiterate, as so many of our calls and our questions today, nutrition can be a very complex science.
It is a complex science.
And it's much more than just counting points and
yes.
eating packaged food.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Exactly. So tips to reduce heartburn.
Well, I think we had one lady that called in is, you know, reduce or stop drinking coffee or do it after a meal.
Right. Exactly.
So that's one of the tips.
Exactly. Stop all sodas.
Yes. Sodas.
That's a Mountain Dew.
Oh, yes.
That's Diet Pop.
Yes. And that is these energy drinks that are out on the market now.
Some of those are pretty filled with sugar. Yes.
Yeah. And change and start drinking water. You know, dilute some of that excess acid that you have by drinking water. I mean, that's pretty simple. Drink
yes,
a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. Reduce sugar.
You know, all you have to do is eat a piece of fudge.
FM 107.1.
Find that you actually have heartburn. So
take a supplement of bifidobacteria before each meal.
And, you know, again, limit the amount of cookies, rolls, cakes, all those things that kind of slide in during the holiday season. And, you know, limit those things.
And we want people to eat several smaller meals per day. You know, don't eat that huge, huge, large meal at the holidays. Some protein. Don't forget your healthy fats and vegetables, vegetables, vegetables.
All those things will help you get through this holiday season with less heartburn and, you know, and feeling much better, better digestion, better metabolism.
Better energy.
Better energy.
Better sleep.
So, sounds like we're toward the end of the program and, you know, one of the things that we always want to say, the magic within you
is real food
and helping your digestive tract stay healthy this holiday season.
Thank you for listening.